Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Decision Wisconsin, in-person absentee voting closed. You can still deliver your absentee ballot, if you have one, to your clerk's office. Needs to be in by 8 p.m. tomorrow night. So if you want it to count, do not drop that in the mailbox today. Those already in the mail today and tomorrow, arrivals will be counted again, provided they are at the clerk's office by 8 p.m. Could still be a half of the electorate in Wisconsin planning to vote tomorrow. WTMJ's Adam Roberts rounding out his What's on My Ballot series.
Vote. And Tom Spider-Man sent you.
We're nearly to Election Day 2024, and if you haven't early voted yet, the window to do that has now passed in Wisconsin, and your only opportunity left to cast a ballot will be in person on Election Day. So let's continue our series taking a look at what you can expect on your ballot when you head off to the polls.
All I want you to do is get out and vote.
Our final stops are to Racine and Kenosha counties, both of which are fully encompassed by U.S. House District 1 for the state of Wisconsin, where Republican incumbent Brian Stile holds power and will face challenges from Democrat Peter Barca and the Green Party's Chester Todd Jr. That race is in addition to the U.S. Senate race pitting incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin against Republican Eric Hovde and third-party candidates Phil Anderson and Thomas Leaguer. Of course, you'll also be voting for president in this election. At the state level, perhaps the most interesting race in the Wisconsin Assembly is in District 33, encompassing much of Racine County and portions of neighboring Walworth County. There, incumbent Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will face a challenge from two candidates, including an independent Kelly Clark, who was involved in recall efforts against Voss earlier this year. The Assembly Speaker will also face a challenge from Democrat Alan Kupczyk. Looking at the other contested Assembly races, in District 32, Amanda Nedweski will take on Democrat Michael Dinza. In District 64, Democrat incumbent Tip McGuire faces Ed Hipsch, the Republican. In District 65, Ben DeSmit, the Democrat, takes on Republican Brian Gonzalez. District 66 sees Democrat incumbent Greta Neubauer face a challenge from Republican David DeGroot. And in District 84, Chuck Wichgers, the Republican incumbent, takes on Zachary Roper, the Democrat. The Wisconsin State Senate sees just one contested race in Racine and Kenosha counties. In District 28, Republican incumbent Julian Bradley faces Democrat Megan Locke.
Let's do that. Let's vote.
At the municipal level, the Kenosha County District Attorney will have a two-horse race between Democrat Carly McNeil and Republican Xavier Solis. Additionally, three school districts, all in Racine County, will have referendums on the ballot this fall. They include Union Grove, Waterford, and the town of Raymond. Finally, a few reminders before you head off to cast your ballot this year. Since early voting has now ended, as mentioned before, you can only vote in person on Election Day, and that means you may need to register in person at your polling location if you have not yet done so. If you are registering day of, make sure to bring both a driver's license or other state-issued ID, as well as a proof of residency, things such as a lease, utility bill, or a bank statement. And as a reminder, if you are in line before the polls officially close at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, remember that you cannot be turned away and must be allowed to vote. Polls officially open Tuesday starting at 7 a.m. Adam Roberts, WTMJ News.
We have a complete rundown of all your election information. You can just visit Decision Wisconsin, that special section of our website, WTMJ.com.